quite low. There's some pictures from the Northern Territory. So this is Jabiluka, the mine site. Up there is in proximity to the Ranger mine. So there's a picture from the Ranger mine. So there's your big tailings dam sitting here. You can see the big pond of water. Over here is a retention pond which you drive past. The retention pond looks very pretty. There's lots of lilies and stuff in it as you drive by. The so who's been to Kakadu? Yeah, it's a fascinating place. It is, like I put it to me to be the number two national park that I've sort of driven through. I actually think that I'd actually go out of Canberra and go to the Alpine place. I like that, yeah. I was really impressed. But Kakadu would be a good number two for me. The sad thing about Kakadu, why it doesn't get number one, is every nice geological formation you find is a uranium mine. So every big hill, the very first one you see, you're now going out of the national park, entering the ranger claim. And Jabiluka is the same. So unfortunately, these really nice hills that you see there, now these are the things that are associated with the uranium deposits. And then the flat stuff that mingles in between them, then that's where lots of wildlife and stuff is, but it doesn't sort of give you the classic scenery. So, yeah, so if you drive up there, it's definitely worth doing. There's lots of crocs and stuff like that, including in these sort of places. They just go anywhere there's a bit of water. They don't really care. So if there's some wildlife hanging around, they'll eat it. Yeah. Glowing green crocodiles, yeah. Yeah. So you can see why they bother, though. In that one mine alone, there's 71,000 tonnes of your yellowcake that can be obtained from it, which is running Australia for 12 years flat out. That's a lot of energy. Okay, there's no coal for those 12 years, for instance, and that's just one mine. Australia's got stacks of these sort of magnitude deposits. So that's a picture of the Jabiluka mine there. There's no processing at Jabiluka. It's actually processed downstream at the Ranger mine, where there's this large processing facility. They're running their own power plant. They've got lots of these dams. And then there's the actual ore body. And as you can see, it's very much the same as Mary Kathleen. It's a circular thing where they just keep drilling down and down and down until they run out of the ore.